This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 302 for Thursday, March 9th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are weaker on Thursday as they bust through their support level of $800 per ton. The May canola contract drops $15.80 at $792.30 per ton, and the July contract also falls $15.80 at $788.60 per ton. An analyst says the next support level is about $780 per ton, but he warns prices could tumble to $750. Pressure on canola is coming from losses in Chicago soybeans and especially soy oil, as well as European rapeseed. There's some support coming from increases in Malaysian palm oil. Meanwhile, global crude oil prices are down, adding to the pressure on vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar is slightly lower, with the loonie at 72.46 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 72.54. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of 184,000 tons of old crop soybeans to unknown destinations. The USDA issued its weekly export sales report. For the week ending March 2nd, old crop soybeans incur net reductions of 23,200 tons, while new crop sales exceed 172,000 tons. Combined soy meal exports almost hit 430,000 tons. Soy oil comes in at 7,300 tons. Total U.S. corn export sales tally 1.52 million tons, and those for wheat are nearly 337,000 tons. CONAB published its latest report, pegging the 2022-23 Brazil soybean crop at 151.42 million tons, down a little from the previous estimate. CONAB puts the Brazil corn harvest at 124.67 million tons, also a pinch lower from the previous report. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Thursday. The May contract loses 7 cents at $15.11 per bushel. May soy oil tumbles 2.02 cents at 57.06 U.S. cents per pound. And May soy meal turns around to add $1.20 at $486.90 per short ton. Corn futures are weaker on Thursday as the May contract gives up 14 cents at 611.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly lower, with its May contract dipping a half cent at 348.5. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as Chicago May retreats 22 cents at 666. Kansas City May falls 23 cents at 777. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May gives up 22 cents at 816. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, March 9th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.